pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Pat.
Shoot.
Here.
Grundy.
Here.
McNaughton.
Here.
Needhammer.
Here.
Newton.
Here.
Place.
Here.
Ross.
Jeff did call and request to be excused. So moved
to excuse Jeff.
Second. Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, a couple of things to add to the agenda.
Sure.
I got the Planning Commission board member application from Nicole.
Yes.
After our agendas went out.
Sure.
I sent that out to everybody. So I request that be added as under new business as the first item.
All right.
And then also the 2020 Planning Commission calendar.
Yes.
I would put that as the last item under new business for consideration and adoption.
All right. Let's move on to consent agenda. Minutes from October 21st,
2019. I would move to accept the consent agenda. I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Roll call, Pat.
Grundy?
Yes.
McNaughton?
Yes.
Needhammer?
Yes.
Newton?
Yes.
Place?
Yes.
Shoot.
Yes.
Move on to hearing of citizens present for non-agenda items. Are we here for non-agenda items? All right. Move on to reports, officers, boards, standing committees.
The marijuana work group has been appointed, all the members have been appointed. So Mr. Kane is going to be reaching out to all those members in the near future here to set up an initial meeting of that group.
Very cool.
Do you know who on the committee?
Skyler.
Thank you, Skyler.
Thank you.
All right. Unfinished business, there's none. Let's move on to new business, development plan review. Nicole for but no, Cole would consider unfinished business, or you had Nicole first.
Oh, I thought you were saying going new business. I'm sorry.
I'm moving on to new business.
Yes, I've got it.
Development plan review for 631 Northeast Street.
Right. And I was thinking to have Nicole before we get this discussion to kind of get her planning commission appointment.
Okay, it's fine. Well, we can go on to the Nicole first.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if I should stand.
You can stand up.
My name's Nicole Moglo. I've been a resident of Boyne City for 4 years. I was born and raised originally in East Jordan. My children brought me here roughly 2008 to the Boyne community, where both children have attended school. My son is now a sophomore. My daughter is a seventh grader. And I'm here hoping to be part of the Planning Commission to kind of diverse myself in the community to help plan going forward.
Right. Yeah, I was going to open up to the board for questions. Any question, Nicole, directly?
Nicole, do you have any experience with?
I don't. Okay, so other than having a great aunt who is highly involved in politics, I really don't have a whole lot of experience in this, but I'm quick to learn and really look forward to the opportunity.
You said you wanted to, what was your quote, delve into the community?
Mm-hmm.
Good way to start, right?
Yeah.
Throw you into the wolves.
Yeah.
Now, I'm the old time here, so. We have a lot of new members, and I'm excited about the new membership. And I would welcome new memberships. And I don't think your lack of experience because is a detriment, because that may be a refreshing way to look at new ideas. But we're going going through a lot of changes right now.
Yeah. Got, let me see, 40 members?
Mm-hmm.
In a very short period of time.
Yeah.
But obviously we still have seats opening if we need more members. Yeah, it's something that you pick up. It's just through the meetings. It's very easy for understanding. It's just a lot of common sense and asking questions. Anyone else have any questions?
We've been tasked with over a lot of new things with the master plan, going through the zoning, and to see if there's any barriers that need to be re-looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of where we're at. So there's a lot of work ahead of us.
The Michigan Planning Enabling Act kind of outlines what a membership of a planning commission should be. It looks at a wide range of backgrounds and abilities, and I think Nicole's experience here is unique among this board, so I think that would be a good addition. Sure, you may not have any specific planning commission training, but that's not always what we're looking for. We're looking for a wide variety of experience and skill sets that someone can bring to the board.
Okay.
Just to follow up, maybe a few more questions, if that's possible.
Absolutely.
I guess, could you speak to, some of your background and skill set that you think you can bring to the Planning Commission, and perhaps your educational background?
Okay. I hold an Associate's in Applied Science from Fair State University. I graduated in 2003. I've held a license in radiology since then. I've gone on to expand that licensing through computed tomography as well as mammography. I've worked at Shelby Hospital, now known as Munson Healthcare, since 2003. I work at Boyne Area Health Center since 2011, which is under the hospital. I'm lead tech there. I have single-handedly ran my own household. and so that kind of takes a lot of planning. I was the eldest of four children. My dad grew up on a dairy farm in East Jordan, so I have some background in going from farm life to university life to, you know, family life. So my background's kind of diverse. I don't really know a whole lot else. I volunteer with the school at sporting events along with school dances. I have attended a couple of the housing committee meetings that you guys have done recently, because I feel that that's a huge concern for our community. I recently did one of the school board meetings in regards to their new plans for expansion of the athletic area and some upgrades to middle school.
That's great.
Scott, any questions?
No, I mean, I just want to say thank you for wanting to do this. I was in your same boat a few months ago. I mean, I'm newly appointed, no experience, but have a love for Boyne City. So, I mean, if you can do it, and if this, for some reason, whatever, the planning commission doesn't work out, I find out myself there's so many other boards that you can be a part of, which once you find more time, you can be a part of those. So, one at a time, I'm trying to do myself, but yeah.
Yeah, I put in my application with this and the Parks and Recreation. I'm huge into outdoors, love camping, hiking, the beaches. Winter's a struggle for me, but I'm still trying to find the love for that.
But we live here and we still have the same issue.
Yeah, I know. I'm still a racer. I should have some sort of love for it. I really don't. And anyways, Scott was the only one who called back after multiple attempts. So here I am.
But I mean, just saying, I mean, you know, even when you're on this, if you get on the planning commission, you can still be a part of the board, so it's just a good start.
Perfect.
Debbie, it's an interesting experience to try and shape the city the way that we want it. I mean, through ordinance, obviously people need to come in and work within the ordinance, but to kind of have a say in what we want the future to be.
Any other questions? Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, you can make a recommendation to the City Commission.
I would make a recommendation to the City Commission to appoint
I'll make a second for that.
Second. Roll call, Pat.
Newton?
Yes.
Place?
Yes.
Shoe?
Yes.
Krundike?
Yes.
McNaughton?
Yes.
Needhammer?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thank you.
So this recommendation will be sent to the City Commission at their next meeting, which is, I believe, the 26th.
Yes.
That's a new meeting.
Okay.
You're more welcome to come. A lot of times it's put on the consent agenda, but I'll leave that up to you.
All right, thank you.
Okay. All right. Just got Matt Holland, Development Plan Review, 631 Northeast Street.
You may recall this property as this building was built just a few years ago. So this is the amendment to that previously approved site plan. They're requesting to add this 26 by 36 addition to the south side of that building. This wing, I believe, is mainly for classroom activities, I kind of think. They indicated that that they have purchased this property right here to the south, so that would eliminate that encroachment. However, I checked the website today for the county, it still doesn't show that it has transferred, so I don't know when you bought it, but that was updated on the 3rd of November. So you'll need to show some documentation of that purchase prior to the zoning permit being an issue for this construction. You did receive site plans in your packet, and the staff report, including the draft plan in the back. The proposed plan does meet all ordinance standards, with the exception of what I just alluded to previously. The parking size, setbacks, drainage, and those items. So, Mr. Baskin is here for the church to represent the application. You can ask him any questions.
So, open up to any questions moving to the board? No questions?
So has that transaction happened, the purchase of that property?
Yes, it's all paid for. We're just waiting for the final.
Oh, you haven't filed the deed at the registered deed yet?
No.
Okay, so once that...
It's all paid for. We're just waiting for the paperwork.
Okay, so once that's completed, then you can provide us that documentation then. And move forward with that.
All right. So can we move forward with this without that?
Yeah, it could be a conditional approval. Subject to the notice of obviously all submitting proof of ownership.
Okay. All right. I move to approve the, I'm not to be open for discussion.
I hope that's fine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're open for discussion.
I'm open for discussion.
Okay, I'll hold on.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, is there... When this new building was built, was there an old building supposed to be torn down or was it torn down?
No, the building's still there and there was no condition that building be removed. I believe they were looking at that as a possibility, but they haven't moved on that. Obviously, you want to keep that older building.
We'd really like to get it torn down with the cost to do that.
Okay, right.
Of course, we have to have somebody to censure to do that.
Right, right.
And everything that we have talked about is already somewhere in the neighborhood of $15,000 to do that.
Okay.
So it's if we don't get it torn down soon, it's probably going to fall down. But I even talked to the fire department about maybe burning it down, and they want like $5,000 just to burn it down.
Okay. No, we're looking for the option of hopefully somebody will volunteer to take the materials.
Okay.
It could be salvaged out.
Okay.
That's one of our options. Because it does have some big garage doors or some timber in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
What building is this?
Is this building right here?
Oh, that's the whole park.
It's all the park's name.
Is that that's a big barn?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But it's not a state kind of are indicating that it's in a state of disrepair that it might be dangerous, or?
Well, I don't think it meets our level of a dangerous structure, but obviously it's a concern.
You still have pews and stuff like that and stuff.
Right, so as long as we keep it, you know, secure.
It's all locked when everything is on. So I wanted to get in there, but could, I suppose, but.
Basically anywhere.
Any other questions in the discussion about this plan? I can go over the findings of fact. Let's copy it so that all of them are met.
Well, I think you would put a condition on that first one. All dimensional requirements would be met. That's upon the condition of the purchase of that.
Purchase of that property.
Probably the south being completed.
Rose, do you have a question? Or?
Grundy?
Yes.
McNaughton?
Yes.
Needhammer?
Yes.
Newton?
Yes.
Place?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the deed file, the registered deeds? Just go on and bring me a copy of that, and a copy of the joint for that application will get taken care of.
Okay,
all
right. So we got to bring back the zoning application.
And the zoning permit application.
Okay, now.
And before I can issue that, I got to get verification that you did obtain that property.
Now we can't do any digging until you get all that.
Right.
Right.
I can't issue the permit until that.
Right.
That completes.
So we got to fix that.
Now I have to go all the way.
All right. All right.
Um,
All right, let's move on to the International Property Maintenance Code Review and Recommendations.
The City Commission has, one of its goals is outlined, looking at adopting a property maintenance code. Currently, the city doesn't have a maintenance code. We have a dangerous building ordinance. And basically what that does is the building has to get to a point where it's basically falling down or it's such a state of disrepair that the only remedy is for it to be torn down. A property maintenance code provides you the ability to interject yourself into this before it becomes a dangerous building. So you got the broken window, you got the bad siding, you got the bad roof. You can address those issues prior to, you know, calling for drastic measures. The City Commission has looked at this a couple of different times and they still want to get some input on it. They're going to plan on doing their own work session to review it. That was anticipated for tomorrow night, but I'm not going to be able to be here tomorrow night. And the hearing officer that we hired, Don Gilman from Alpena, he's not going to be able to make that meeting either. So we think we may have to push that off to a future date that we're going to schedule. But we still want the opportunity for the Planning Commission to have any input on this ordinance. The one I provided you is the one that the City of Petoskey adopted. So it's basically verbatim of the International Property Maintenance Code. They move things around a little bit and they put in their own identifiers for specific things. But other than that, the language is basically the same for that code. And I did this because you have to purchase copies of the code for distribution, or you can just download some of the cities. So if you have any questions specifically about it, we're going to have to answer them the best I can.
But I think it's great you're using the recognized code language. Mm-hmm. You know, don't have to create something from scratch. I think that's right. That's very good. But your comment in here about the how to apply it and how you can cite properties for this, how it could be enforced, and the expertise is one thing, but even to gain access to the property, and
right,
the mechanical, electrical things are in the interior.
Right,
and that's an administration challenge that, you know, we'll have to look at. I talked with the City of Petoskey and how they do theirs. Most of the time, with things that consider are within the home, if they're public safety departments in a building and they notice something, they can go ahead and cite them for that. But they don't typically issue warrants or whatnot to gain access to the building just for the purpose of looking at maintenance code issues. But if there was a complaint driven, maybe a renter or something like that says, you know, the furnace doesn't work or the plumbing doesn't work or something like that, you'd have the ability to, you know, address that. But they don't do an annual inspection or that kind of thing, so, you know, it's more right, as issues go along.
So how would this be initiated? Would it be something where somebody from the city government drives around, sees a house that is extremely run down?
Well, it wouldn't have to be extremely run down.
Yeah.
It would just have to have one of those infractions that are listed in here. It could be, you know, we already have a weed ordinance, but this talks about weeds in it.
Right.
It talks about, you know, like I said, a broken window or siding, you know, those kinds of things. So we could see that and then contact them. I mean, typical to what our process is now when we enforce their, you know, various ordinances. You know, we make a contact, we identify what the issue is, what the remedy is, we give them a time to complete the fix, and that, you know, it's a process. And then, you know, if they fail to do that, then we come, you know, with some kind of penalty provisions that are provided in the ordinance.
So this would be something where it'd just be in the normal course of business, you're out and about and you see this house that it is?
Yeah, it could be, you know, a complaint-driven inspection or something that we notice on our, you know, rounds throughout the city.
But this is a tool to be able to use so we're not just
guessing.
Dealing with buildings that have gotten to the point they are falling over.
Right, yeah. So we want to avoid having to tear down buildings. So we want to get to a point where we can, you know, save it if we can.
Following up with that, Scott, you know, some of my concerns and questions, particularly in Section 1329 violations, Section C. So the process by which you can prosecute such a violation, I'm just curious to how this can work in practice, such that it seems that there's two different ways you can prosecute. One is a civil fine of some amount, and then two being a lien on the property. Applying this to thinking about some of the initial complaints we had on a commercial property on Main Street, I wonder if the intent in this doesn't have in itself a loophole, and I wonder how Petoskey deals with this here in the example. If the civil fine is cheaper than to actually remedy the situation for a building,
It
would make sense that somebody in the plan of holding such a property in life estate, they have every ability to choose paying that civil infraction versus actually fixing the structure. And
not
I wonder if that has happened in the Petoskey.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
When a citation is issued, just the issue of the citation and allowing them to pay it is an option. But also, we can request a hearing if we believe that may be what will happen. And then at that hearing, we can request an enforcement order. So in addition to the fine being levied, we request an order from the judge saying, you've got to fix this within 14 days or you're going to be, you know, guilty and these fines will compound daily. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of times you don't need that enforcement order. You know, $100 fine is sufficient to get the remedy that you want. But in other cases, you know, sometimes we'll just forego the civil infraction altogether and take it right to, you know, court because we believe the property owners, you know, not going to abide by anything we ask for. So
I didn't see that necessarily outlined in this verbiage here.
Well, that's a typical process. That's a typical process of civil infractions.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
How often has Petoskey enforced this, or how much per year?
I didn't ask that question.
Okay.
You know, I can see the interior stuff not happening as much.
Right.
But I'm sure they're on top of the exterior stuff.
I mean, how many properties per year? So obviously, when they first adopted, it was probably a slug of them.
I don't know. I have to ask that question.
Yeah, and how is this being? Do they have any experience about how it is being received by some of the citizens? You know, that there's obviously some lower income people, and, you know, that they would feel like they're being, you know, unfairly targeted for.
And that's a concern. That's a concern. In Petoskey, I don't know what their experience was with the adoption process.
Right.
But typically, that is a concern when any community adopts its transport. That's how that would be applied and how it would be affected. Municipalities have discretion in the application. Just because there is a violation doesn't mean immediately issue a citation. You can contact people, you work with people. You use a level of judgment with each application. The one thing you just have to be careful of is that you treat everybody the same, and that you have equal enforcement across the board. So, you know, police departments do it all the time. They have discretion in how they apply laws. Or anybody who gets a traffic ticket knows that you may be 5 or 10 over. So we have the same kind of discretion. But this just gives us a tool to address issues that we didn't have before.
obviously repeat offenders or people who just ignore it.
Right, yeah. Right. You know, a house that's abandoned for a long period of time, that has a number of issues, we're going to treat very differently than, you know, a family of four living in a house that, you know, may have limited needs to address those things. But, you know,
so if a renter is living in a home that is substandard, electrical, plumbing, heating, they could call City Hall?
Well, this would give us the tool to address those issues. How we administer that is yet to be determined, because we may have to contract with an individual that has the expertise to look at those kind of specific issues. Or we could contract with the county building department to do that. Or, you know, we may be able to do it in-house. So those kind of details haven't been dealt yet.
So this is the first step, because...
Yeah, we've got to get the tool in place. And then, you know, it may be a while before we fully implement all the items in it.
We know that the building department, the county building department, is reluctant to become the enforcer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it puts the burden on the municipalities.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't need anybody to enforce it, but, you know, to inspect it at least, they wouldn't even inspect things.
Well, I don't want to speak from there.
The public allowed to, is there going to be a public?
I guess I have no objections to opening it. I'll open this topic up to the public.
So yeah, Ted Maxey, 44 North Lake Street, Boyne City. I know this has been a concern for a while in this community, and they haven't had a vehicle to address it in terms of the ordinance. My main concern has been in the city is garbage and rubbish, which is a section in this ordinance. And again, defining what garbage or rubbish means, I talked to Patrick at one time about, you know, one man's idea of garbage is another man's treasure. But there are issues, in my opinion, around the city that need to be addressed in terms of rubbish, garbage, broken down machinery, just crap sitting around people's yards that really affect real estate values. And I think this ordinance will help, if I'm not mistaken, in some regards help that. But again, it's how you define what garbage is and what isn't garbage, and then how you police it. And then you have to be consistent, as you were saying. There are properties around town, some that could affect some property that I have that I'm concerned about, where stuff just broke down outside, barrels all over the place, crap, the guy's a scrapper, and there's nothing I can do. Basically, I complain, but there isn't anything I can do. And if you drive around town, there's a lot of that. And that hurts real estate values a lot, and it's not fair to the neighboring properties. So I hope that the section in this ordinance is written in such a way that it has some strength to it in defining what rubbish is. And if a lawnmower has been sitting out for 10 years with weeds all around it, is that really value, or is that get it out of there? So that's my comments.
Along those lines, I did notice that the exterior property areas, there really was not, besides motor vehicle, there was not really a good description of, you know, abandoned appliances or lawn implements or whatever type of thing. So Don't know whether that is included within the ICC version of it, or is it something we would add? I mean, how would this be done? Would we first adopt a strict ICC version and then have amendments as we see fit, or?
Yeah.
Because this is quite involved.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I would do. I mean, amend it specifically after its adoption as opposed to trying to rewrite it. Because I think the way the attorney advised us is to basically adopt this by reference as opposed to going in and generating a new ordinance. Okay. Then we can look at specific items and tweak them or adjust them as we see necessary.
But if you adopt it by reference and you decide to tweak it, is it no longer a reference?
Well, that's a question we can ask the attorney. There may be other ways to do that too. I mean, look at another ordinance that addresses these specific concerns.
Okay. Is that the Petoskey ordinance? They use this as a reference?
No, the one I provided you, they wrote it. Because they changed, they moved the definition section up, and they're all the same, but they wrote their own ordinance.
Sure.
I think, Mr. Chair, there's a lot of support in the community for this. We've been talking about it for a long time as a community. Mm-hmm. It seems like I've heard a lot of support. It's to protect your own neighborhood, your own value of your house.
All right. So at this point, there's no real
thing. I think if you have any specific comments of support or not, I would put them into the record, and then we can submit the minutes to the City Commission, and they review this so they can see what you guys were thinking and talking about.
So do we need an official motion to support?
No, the motion is not necessary.
Okay.
I mean, you can go along.
If you want to,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes,
that's your option.
I think it's a lot to go through, but it's definitely a good place to start.
And like I said,
a motion of support would make a statement, but would not be binding.
Right.
That's right. So I would make a motion to support the at least moving forward with the International Property Maintenance Code.
Got a motion?
Got a friendly amendment?
What would your amendment be?
My amendment would be that we would write the code with the ability to modify it.
You mean adopt it with the ability?
Adopt it, but be able to modify it by adding our own as opposed to by reference.
Okay.
I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah,
Okay. Right. I've got a motion. Do you care to repeat it, or?
So we're gonna make a motion to support moving forward with the adoption of the International Property Maintenance Code with the ability to make amendments.
And not use it as reference.
Okay.
Got a motion?
I'll second that.
Motion and second. Roll call, Pat.
Needhammer?
Yes.
Newton?
Yes.
Place?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Grundig?
Yes.
McNaughton?
Yes.
And like I did mention, the City Commission will probably have a work session
on
this prior to the first reading of that. When that happens, I'll make sure everybody knows. So if there's something that specifically you want address, then you have the opportunity to go to that meeting and then talk to them about it. Or if you have any thoughts come to your that you want me to pass on.
We've had concerns about the specific language about garbage and
probably that's all part of the minutes and
perfect.
Those will be
absolutely.
Now, at some point, you probably do have to purchase the ICC to...
Yes, we're working with our attorney about how that licensing works.
All right, let's move on to the Planning Commission meeting scheduled for 2020.
And I anticipate the same time and same day, 5 p.m. on a third Monday, unless you have any other suggestions.
I already schedule everything else around this. Any questions or...
I guess, before I was sitting here on the Planning Commission, one of the things I would often hear sitting on the other side of this as a member of the community is that those who work at 9 to 5, they just get out at 5 p.m. and would otherwise not be able to attend. And I wonder if it wouldn't be unreasonable to consider perhaps having a meeting at 5:30 or 6 as a result of that kind of average work schedule.
Awesome. We have that. We have that ability.
It's something I think I'd like to consider to have this as inclusive as possible.
Sure. That's
kind
of
what we're trying to do. But I know that makes a
long day.
But I agree if it does encourage more
participation.
Participation.
It does mean that some of our bigger meetings we're doing out much, much later. But I'm still for getting more people here for comment.
With that being said, the reason to keep it at 5 would be so that staff is part of their day. It's also planning, Parks and Rec is at 5. What else means at 5?
What time is City Commission
meeting? They meet at noon on one meeting and at 7 at 7. Maybe this will help. The Planning Commission does have the ability to move a meeting later. The City Commission does that from time to time. When an item falls on their new meeting, they'll adjust it to 7. So, this commission has the same ability. If there is something coming up, they think, oh, we would like to have public participation for that, you can move that meeting time.
That seems like a good remedy.
That seems good. We're going to need your help then, Scott, kind of gauging.
I'll coordinate with you and let you know that something's, pretty big.
You know.
Yeah, I know.
but you may not know a month ahead of time. You may know about a week ahead of time, right?
Yeah, you have up to 18 hours prior to that meeting to schedule that time.
Right. Try to keep it a little sooner than that.
But that means you can react relatively quickly.
Absolutely. And that's something that we pass along to you guys right away.
Yeah.
And then, because obviously if we say, hey, we're moving the meeting to 6 o'clock, and then there are some people that can't make it, or we don't perform because of it, obviously that's a reason not to.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I like that idea. And also keeping it at 5. Anyone have any questions about specific dates?
I just want to put this out here already. I'm going the entire month of February to Costa Rica. I am going to warmer weather. So
right.
I won't be present for the month of February.
Okay.
Lucky you. Good for you.
Well, it's kind of like, boating season in July. I always have to start planning things around.
Surely. All right, so it sounds like we're good with the schedule otherwise.
Yeah.
All right.
I would make a motion. Suggestion a motion to adopt the calendar.
Yeah, I would need a motion to adopt.
I will make a motion to adopt the calendar for 2020.
Thank you.
Second that one.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Staff report.
Joint meeting tomorrow in this room.
6 o'clock?
6 o'clock. Basically talking about the trail route. There are plans that we sent everybody. I did print out some hard copies if you're more comfortable looking at those. But please do try to make that meeting. So definitely want your input.
The last time we had a joint meeting, it was really impressive to see that all the members came in. It was good feeling to know that we've got to cover all those for it.
And in the vein of recreation planning, the city is moving forward with updating its recreation plan. It's developing an avalanche plan, basically for the base of avalanche, redevelopment of that, investing in that, and also the open space. So there will be a public input session on December 4th at 5:30. So if you're interested in any of those issues, please come and give input.
This is what day?
December 4th, 5:30.
And that's Park and Rec?
It's a public input session for the Parks and Rec plan, the avalanche plan, and the open space.
It's a Wednesday.
The recreation plan has to be updated every 5 years, so we're updating that, and while we're doing this other recreation plan, it's kind of a big blast.
Scott, you have a question?
No, I wanted a hard copy of on the trail.
My trail plan?
Anything else, Scott?
And the city commission did adopt the stormwater control ordinance.
Perfect.
I expect the city of Charlevoix to adopt it tonight, and then if they do, we'll do a joint publication. East Jordan went ahead and published it already, and told them not to, the way that we could have it. We could pay for it through the SAW grant, and they'd save some money, but they decided to move forward, so we're moving forward with that.
Good to the order.
I was going to come tomorrow night at 7, so I'm glad you said it's 6.
Yeah, good. There has been some confusion on the time and date of that meeting. So.
I think the email may have said 7, I'm not sure.
I read 6.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. Double check tomorrow before you
go. Yeah, I'll have to go back.
Check it.
Maybe a reminder from staff.
I think it was originally scheduled at 7 and then moved up because we thought it was going to be a much longer meeting.
And now we're going
to I think there's going to be a lot of comments generated with this trail.
Okay, so it's a trail only, the property maintenance code is not on the agenda.
Well, I'm not going to be able to meet tomorrow meeting, and our hearing officer was going to come and speak, You may have a little discussion on it at this time, but it's not going to be a major discussion on it.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the week? Motion for to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion to adjourn second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. See you back here.